Meditation 10, Tonglen. This meditation is a simplification of a practice we find quite a bit in Tibetan Buddhist schools. I like it very much because it's linked to the breath. So it keeps us grounded in our body, and our feelings and our direct experience as we do it. It is in a way a variation of the Metta Bhavana or meditation on loving kindness, but focusing on suffering. So as always, establish your posture. Take the time you need, don't rush. Have a sense of the earth below you. Try and feel rooted down from the perineum into the earth. Relax the legs. Think of the earth as deep and broad and holding, and have a sense that you've taken your place. Also have a sense of the sky above you, whether it's a bright or cloudy day. And just see if you can allow the crown of the head to respond. A sense of your spine serpentine through your body, connecting your pelvis to your skull. Relax your face. Ask it if it wants to soften a little, particularly the jaw. Soften the inside of the mouth and allow the face to relax from the inside out if you can. So dropping the pelvis, releasing the head, come into our natural breath if we're not already there. So we become aware of the world that we live in. We're sitting in that world. And we recognize, along with all the beauty and the joy, there's much suffering. We're just aware of the suffering of the world as we breathe in. Breathing into the heart center. Breathing into the belly. To the lungs. To the back of the body. And on the out-breath, we're going to imagine compassion, kindness, love. So we're breathing in suffering and allowing some transformation to happen within our own bodies. And we're breathing out love. Sometimes people imagine this suffering as a dark smoke. Maybe maybe at the out-breath of the golden light. A particular type of suffering might come to mind. Suffering of greed or anger. Suffering of loss, impermanence. Whatever suffering comes to mind, we just breathe it in and breathe out love. If you yourself are suffering at this point in your life, use that as a way of connecting with others that must be suffering a similar, perhaps far worse, experience of the same type of distress. Maybe you're facing illness or have had some big disappointment in your life. A broken heart. A career failure, whatever it is. You can use this as a starting point. Or just keep with suffering in general, that feels more appropriate for you. Do this for as long as feels useful to you. And then just sit for a couple of minutes, as always, not doing anything at all. Making sure the body is fully relaxed but aligned. And just absorb whatever experience you've had.